Simplify your life today.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a massive amount of seized weapons that were headed to Iran, not listed that way on the flight plan. Wherever they picked up, I'll give you the skinny on it. In the meantime, closer to home, it's all about health care, no doubt. Christmas Eve, going to be that vote that would clear a final hurdle, then, of course, melding it together with the House and ultimately getting the president's signature. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans to me or to you if you think about it, the hospitalization costs. And, of course, beyond that, medicine, which is so out of control, are the two things that aren't controlled at all in this watered-down, crazy version, I think, of healthcare reform. If they would just erase the state lines and open up the competition and do something about the outrageous malpractice insurance, you'd still keep the good docs in business, everyone would be happy, and we wouldn't end up with the disaster that will be after 2014 as we continue to head down this crooked road. It is worse than Lombard Street in San Francisco, trust me. Quickly, right from the top, then we're going to go to my pal Stu, who's waiting in the wings in Kentucky. You can join the conversation, too, by the way, at 800-259-5791. But first, Bernie Sanders, who's an independent senator from Vermont, I think had some interesting things to say about health care. He's applauding the fact that the ball is moving forward, but defending also, too, because he got slammed as somebody who got a piece of the pie for Vermont, but also at the same time saying, look, this is politics, this is what happens, Republicans, Democrats, it's all about special interests. Here's what he said, however, about health care reform.
Let me be very clear. I happen to believe in a Medicare for all single-payer program, and I try to get at least a debate on that on the floor, which was filibustered. This is not anywhere near as strong a bill as I would like. Of course there should be a public option to provide competition to the private health insurance companies so that we can control skyrocketing costs. In my view, there should not be, as the Senate bill does, a tax on health care benefits. There should be a reimportation prescription drug bill which lowers the outrageously high costs of prescription drugs all over this country. We should have all of those things. The reality is, after all is said and done, there are no Republicans who are supporting this. There are 60 people in the Democratic caucus, and you have some conservatives who are saying, no, I won't do it, I won't do it. So the choice that we're left with is kill the bill now, continue the process by which 45,000 Americans die every year because they don't get access, or pass something and try to improve it in years to come. The insurance companies are going to make out like bandits. The drug companies are going to make out like bandits.
All right, of course they are, and the public option wasn't an option for me because of how disastrous that would be, too, but this bill has many masters, and really it's not pleasing anybody in the public, I believe, because even the most liberal person is upset that what they thought they were going to get, they're not getting, and the most conservative person thinks it was hogwash to begin with, and then in between, nobody's satisfied, so I don't know that you can claim victory on this one. Let's go out to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, last night I heard Don talk about that everybody should have medical insurance. Well, when I was younger, I chose not to carry medical insurance, and I still paid my own medical bills.
Yeah.
You make agreements with doctors, you make agreements, and you pay your thing. The government has no right to force anybody to do anything of the sort. No one. And there's not 46 million without insurance. They proved that was BS.
Right.
There's only like 12 or 16 million is without insurance.
Right. The number was inflated, and you make a good point because you didn't get it, and then you made your deals and whatever, and you chose to go down that road, and I know a lot of people that have done it, a lot of guys I knew that were pretty healthy that thought, yeah, hey, I want beer money. I mean, to be honest, they said, I want beer money, I'm not doing it.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're self-employed and you're starting out, it's expensive insurance.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you pay for it yourself. You cut deals with the doctor. When you go to the doctor's office, instead of paying a $50 visit, you pay $20.
Right.
Look, man, this is what I'll pay. It's all about doing dealings. But the government has no place telling us to do anything that we should have insurance.
Right,
And when the states went and said, okay, you have to have car insurance, if any of you remember that lived in a state that didn't have car insurance at one time, wasn't mandatory, the insurance went up
when they made
it mandatory to have car insurance.
That's right.
So what they do is they force you to have it. So then the insurance companies kind of have a monopoly on it because now they know you have to have it, period.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
And so it hurts all the way around. Then I heard you play this bit of Obama last night saying that, you know, we're going to cut costs here, we're going to cut costs there. And it's impossible. How can you cut costs when you keep giving money? How do you cut costs when you give Nebraskans? And I'm not griping about Nebraska, but how do you cut costs when you give Nebraskans the right not to pay for their own Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
And the federal taxpayers in Kentucky and Texas and California and everywhere else going to pick it up.
Yeah, we're paying for it.
And Vermont's not going to complain. They got their own little deals, too. They got their backdoor deal.
That's right.
And so did Florida. Real good backdoor deal. I mean, with their Medicare.
That's right.
Aren't going to be cut off Medicare. There's three states not going to lose. It's not going to be cut. Medicare is not going to be touched. And I heard Harry Reid, I think it was Monday on TV, on Fox, he said, he was talking about McConnell, and he said, well, you know, Kentucky Senator McConnell had the option to also get his little sweet deals in here, and that's, you know, he didn't do his part for his people. Well, I feel Reid's an idiot because he did his part for his people. He stood by what he said. He wasn't going to vote for the measure or for the bill. And to me, that means more than him getting some sweet backdoor deal. And I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth all the way around. It just aggravates me to death. And like I said, you know, Obama said when we do the health care bill, when he ran, where it's going to be transparent, it'll be on C-SPAN. Every deal will be on C-SPAN. I don't think I've seen Nelson and Reid making deals on C-SPAN.
No, I agree.
His transparency's kind of shot me a tail. And it's aggravating. I'm saying, as a man, as anybody that pays taxes, it's frustrating. It's aggravating to know that people get by with this, and now our Medicaid is going to go sky high.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is, for small businesses, it's going to kill them.
I think it's going to kill them, too.
We had talked about starting another one here, another business here next year or so. And when we got looking at it, when minimum wage went up, and then you pay your workers' comp and everything else, it was starting to really tweak it where it wasn't going to be affordable. Not really to make a profit, a reasonable profit.
Right.
It was going to put the overhead so high, it was going to make it hard to make that profit. And now you add in health insurance on top of that, you've got to carry on them, on your employees. It makes it ridiculous.
I agree. And that kills me, because what is the country founded on? The small businesses. Remember, and you know this, too, the definition of a small business, 500 or less.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we've worked hard, and I mean, we've got insurance. We do things as easy as we can. But, you know, when the government starts getting into my business, hell, I'll take my retirement and go to Mexico when it's over with.
Yeah, that so, there or the Dominican Republic, because it's cheaper to live there.
Thanks, Merry Christmas, honey.
You too. I'm scoping out some land for you, Stu. I know how you feel. 800-259-5791. America Tonight.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We cut the legs off of our pen, threw our suit into the ocean, went back and went through the deadline.
The top of next hour, after we give you some headlines to set you up, get the computer out, and we're going to let it fly. It's another version of Nail the Score. I realize it's a week where many people are off, but if you're not, make sure that you call in. If you've got one eye open even, put your hand on that phone and dial 800-259-5791 because the prizes are incredible if you get lucky and you nail the score. All right, we're talking about healthcare, what else? And for good reason, because it impacts every single one of us. And we've been going down this road now for the past 5 months, and this is the end of the line. If it gets voted on Christmas Eve, and then ultimately, even though it's 2014 and everything has to be sorted out, who knows what it'll look like by the time you get to 2014. That's why all these estimates are really just guesstimates, because I think it'll cost that much more, and it scares me to death to think. Like, let's say somebody is making an okay living. They have a young family, maybe just even one child, and they're making, I think I used this number the other day, maybe $80,000. Well, that's not the hard number you're making because that's not the net, but okay, let's say $80,000. Imagine what the health care will be. You want to pay $20,000 in health care, then you got a mortgage, you have a car payment, you have insurance for, you know, I said you have a kid, so you have to have life insurance, let's hope. You got all kinds of concerns besides the health care coverage that you have to pay. Boy, you are dancing on a thin line, which is why the Republicans, who feel like they're getting battered, some of them anyway, when they say that, yeah, we understand that some of you say this is exactly what happened with Bush. We had our way, and then you kicked and screamed and complained on the sidelines as Democrats. But the many of the people in the Republican Party are saying, listen, what is it that you specifically want us to do when our constituents, and this is true, like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the phone lines were blowing up, you know, off the hook. As we say, you have the, you certainly should stand up and express your points of view. And this is what's happening across the country. People are outraged. And I don't even know that there's a party line on this, Democrats, Republicans, etc. But the GOP response and how now the attack is coming in the different direction. I think the RNC chairman had an interesting comeback on the attacks on the Republicans for not stepping up then and doing something different. And here's what he said on one of the talk shows.
They're willing to basically flip the bird to the American people on this issue and slip it in the dead of night.
And that's what he's saying. He's just talking about trying to ramrod the bill through. If it doesn't, if it's not supposed to kick in till 2014, what's a couple more months? That's what a lot of people on the Hill are saying. What's a couple more months? Why do we have to have these amendments haphazardly thrown in here, and then you find out, oh, the University of Connecticut is going to benefit. Chris Dodd made sure that was in there, or Mary Landrieu gets this for Louisiana, or Nelson gets this for the people of Nebraska, so they don't have to pay for Medicare, for the increased cost of Medicare, while the rest of us do, and we're paying, in fact, for Nebraska. I mean, and the list is very, very long. Very long. And infuriating to so many, because why should you have to pay as the taxpayer? Because it's we the people. This is your government at work. Remember, you elect the officials. They represent you. It's not a dictatorship, right? Not a dictatorship. By the way, we've got some new news in from that flight from Miami to Jamaica that overshot the runway. Now they're saying, well, it was originally reported that there were no injuries. The latest information that I have that's coming in is that it did crash ultimately, it did go off the end of the runway and crash. And when what happened was when the plane crashed, it broke off. But luckily nobody was killed. However, now they're reporting that 40 people have been injured. Boy, I'll tell you what, that'd be pure terror as you watch a plane get pulled apart. But the fact that nobody, the fact that they overshot this runway and nobody was killed in it, especially if it started to break, that's pretty incredible. If the plane, I guess it didn't break all the way apart, but there it crashed and it did. It started to break. Damage started to happen to it. So there are people that are saying, as they were jostled around, that they were injured in this. Whew. Imagine that view again in front of you. Has to be absolutely awful. You know, we're hearing a lot about the, and I'm kind of jumping around here, but I want to fill you in on some of the details of things of interest that have come in the last day or two besides healthcare, not to just keep beating it to death. You know my reaction. I know many of your reactions to this. And if you have a different point of view, absolutely remember, anybody's welcome here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. The Mexican drug wars, remember Janet Napolitano, of course, saying that we're doing whatever we can along the border, and specifically we have, I'm going to call him a czar that is trying to do something about the drugs coming in and out of that corridor from the south. Well, now we've got a situation in Mexico City where they gunned down the mother, aunt, and children of a Marine killed in a raid that took out one of the most powerful cartel leaders. Boy, that sends a message, doesn't it, to the troops that are doing this drug war battling? You go after us, we're going to go after you. And sadly, what happened was it happened just hours after the Navy honored Melquisedec Angulo as a national hero at a big memorial service. So here's the thing. You want to intimidate us? We're going to get our pound of flesh. So that's just awful. Can you imagine? And the guy that ultimately was nailed, if you remember, Lieva, was one of the most wanted drug lords in Mexico and in the U.S. because, in fact, he was the biggest trafficker, they believe, taken down by Calderon's administration so far to date. And you've got those DEA folks who blamed his cartel for a lot of that bloodshed across Mexico. So now you've got this, how shocking, the brutal murders of Anguillo's family right there at their home. Terrible. 55-year-old mother who was at his memorial service. She got the Mexican flag that was covering his coffin. Oh, and the brother and sister in their early 20s and the aunt as well. And they were killed after midnight. They had assault rifles. They broke down the door of their house. And, you know, that was it. By the time this was found out, you just had more than like two dozen bullet casings all over the floor. Oof. And, you know, you got these smugglers, and it's ridiculous in Mexico how awful it's gotten, especially Mexico City. Terrible in and around Mexico City. So sad for that family. The Mexico's drug-related violence, I don't believe, is going to end with the death, by the way, of this drug kingpin, Levea. And you got to recognize that there's going to be more carnage, and there's going to be way more violence. I think it's going to intensify, if anything. You know, how do you end the war on drugs, right? How do you end this when you think of the Mexican cartels and you think of the gangs who are making their way across the border? How do you snuff that out? What do you do? What do you do to shut down, really, let's face it, our enemies to the south? I mean, Mexico's problem is our problem in a huge way. You think of what we're talking about in the Middle East, but right here closer to home, this is a big, big problem because of the elements that continue to pour into our border. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, criticize and say,
here's a good one for you, Big Brother or Progress. We've talked about before on the show many, many months ago what was happening in England, the head cameras, the gear that the police force in many of the areas in and around London had, where they would be able to tape people they were approaching when they pulled them over. Well, the San Jose police have tested and are testing head-mounted cameras for their police force there. Can you imagine? It's like a scene from the future that you're being approached and you're being taped automatically. It's a great fair or foul. I mean, is this just way over the top, coming soon to a neighborhood near you? 18 patrol officers are testing this. You know, they're testing the response and the contact with a person. And at the end of the officer's shift, the recording is downloaded to a central server. This is interesting, though. The officers activate the cameras, but they're about the size of a Bluetooth, and they're attached by a headband above the ear. So anytime they respond or make contact with anybody, they'll be able to record it, obviously. You've got police wearing vests, weapons, radios, and now you've got a camera to record what they're doing. And San Jose is actually the first major city to try this out. It's called Axon. And I think more cities will try it. I mean, is it a positive or is it a negative? And, you know, this is, where's the trust? There's nothing but distrust, I guess. And to me, just a little bit too over the top. Be recorded. So the cost of the trial is being picked up by Taser International. It's a company out of Scottsdale, Arizona. But if they actually decide to use it, equipping the entire 1,400 officer department would be pretty expensive. You know how much it is? $1,700 a kit, $99 per officer. That's a monthly fee. So the system would cost almost $3,000 per cop in the first year, or $4 million, because you've got a camera, a control piece, a computer that hangs from the belt. And in the pilot project, the officers have been directed to switch on the cameras. They're about to contact a civilian, come in contact with them. So the cameras have that audio recorder. They align it with the vision, and then it can be switched to a standby mode. It's also something else for the police to worry about. When they're in certain situations, that's just one more thing that they have to think about. Ugh. You know how I feel about the whole stoplight camera thing, and this is just something in another direction. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Oh, man. I got to bring that up. I'll deal with the three topics because you brought them up as we go along. First of all, God bless America. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody's safe and sound. I'll be working because I'm a slob. That's all I know how to do is work and call your talk show and complain. But I wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I love everybody. I really do. Anyway, okay, get that out of the way. Number one, when Bernie Sanders of Vermont says what he says about a public option, I've told you, America, I'll say it one more time. I'll say it quick. He's lying. A public option will decimate all the private insurance companies, like about the 1,300 that we have in the country. It'll just shrivel it down to five or six that this administration and both parties have agreements with. So you'll have a monopoly insurance like you have in oil companies and everything else. But just when they say public option and competition in the same sentence, they're mutually exclusive. Do your research and understand that they don't give a damn about 2014 or when the benefits supposedly start, because the taxes will start right away. So we're getting screwed, and they don't care about us. And I heard something on the Rush Limbaugh show today. It was just, you know, what do you do to stop them? To stop them is come, and I mentioned this on a talk show that was out west about 5 years ago, and the host said, we can't agree or disagree, but, you know, it's your option. Come April 15th, America, if you owe them taxes, don't pay them. You can shut the government down. They can't lock all of us up. And I'll say, Mark, were you going to do that? I'll do whatever you guys want me to do. I don't care anymore because they don't care about us. See, but your payroll taxes are taken before you have a chance. You know, the IRS, the Treasury, they're all armed and dangerous. They have the power of the government behind them. They can intimidate us. But you know what? If you don't want to pay your taxes, don't. That's the only option left. Because Rush Limbaugh's caller was asking, you know, we're at the end of our rope. What can we do? So that's one thing.
Well, wait. Did he suggest that? Is that what he said? Well,
from what I gather, it was more of like, you know, he felt the frustration level, and the people were saying, no, he didn't say that, but he came close to saying about, you know, how don't pay your taxes, or, you know, what can you do? And it reminded me of myself, so I'm basically bringing myself into this call where I said, you know what, come April 15th, don't pay. He didn't say that, but he was trying to get to options about what people could do, because they're at the end of their rope, and we're being pushed around here. And speaking of pushed around, not even pushed around, the failed state on our southern border. I was listening to another show about how the guy was in Mexico City. The people of Mexico are nonchalant. They don't care about this murder. They went after the family of a guy who killed
him. I know.
America, look, I don't have any answers in the 2 minutes you can give me left on the radio show about the drug war, which has been a failure. Whether decriminalization, legalization of certain drugs, I don't know. All I know is if there's to be another guy, just like Al-Qaeda, the drug dealer's dead, someone else will pop up. It's like the whack-a-mole. You knock one down, then somebody else comes up.
Sure.
They're killing the families of the police, and he. But the fellow on the other show said that the massive corruption, the people are nonchalant, and they don't care about that.
That's right.
The police and the New York Times, did you see how the DEA and the even some of the agents that are working down there are working for the drug cartels?
Yes.
I had an article. And they don't know how to the cartels are getting these people without not having criminal records, getting into DEA and CIA and everything, and FBI down the border there, and all these administrations, all these alphabet organizations, and they're being infiltrated.
Yeah.
So, but I know it's going to infect us, because the fellow said if something like that happened in America, we'd be under martial law, they'd be going after. And that's what I'm afraid of. And then you bring up the topic about the police with the cameras.
I know.
That's to get us acclimated to being on camera and being watched. But you have a he said, she said sometimes when police, they use excessive force, or sometimes they're accused of sexual harassment. So it's there for their benefit as well as ours. At least that's what the explanation they give to us. But some police officers, and I guarantee you, if they make a mistake or they do use excessive force or something happens somehow, somewhere, something's going to be erased or the tape.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because the police officers have a lot of discretion as far as when they meet the public, whether or not they can make it or want to make an arrest, and that's what they're doing too. Because the supervisors, the bosses of the police, are saying, "We don't trust you either."
Right.
See, that's
exactly
what you have to understand, America, and all you cops that are listening. You know, I'm a civilian. You know, I talk about the firearm issue, and I just want to be left alone. And I bring that up because I'm a law-abiding citizen, even though sometimes the law is an ass. But they don't trust you, cops. If it was up to some of these administration supervisors, Bloomberg, people like that, they would disarm you also.
That's right.
So, you know, I know I don't have all the facts about the cameras, but it's sort of they'll explain it as, you know, we want to make sure you're following the rules, but then they'll just adjust your contact with the civilians. But I would say this, Kate, it's only a matter of time. As soon as the police get acclimated to it, then I'm going to have my camera on the police. So when I'm stopped, I'll be filming them too. Just wait. You know, that's what's going to happen, because people have camera phones. They have many videos.
That's right. So you could do it.
Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
I know.
But you look at all the crap that's going on. Can you really blame anybody? I mean, I'm just trying to squeeze all of this into the phone call. But
No. How can you really blame anyone? I agree. Yeah.
Because the police, the bosses, and I read Police Magazine, and the editor is David Griffith, I believe his name is, and he has mentioned this about how the higher-ups, the politically correct higher-ups, just like we have in the military, are the same with the police officers. Some jurisdictions, they don't trust the cops on the beat. And, they're making policy, but they've never been on the beat. So, you know, I know some cops will agree with me, some will disagree, but, you know, everyone's being watched, and nobody trusts anybody. There's too much of liability and lawsuits and everything else. And I'm not surprised Taser was involved with it, because, you know, they're trying to look. Amnesty International, all these other human rights groups are against tasers and everything else, but they came about as less than lethal weapons, so you don't have to draw your weapon, a firearm, and kill somebody. So it's and I know some other organizations or conspiracy theorists, you know, less than lethal weapons, they have their options, their things against that, but what do you do? I mean, do you break off all contact whenever there's criminals? I mean, oh, and by the way, I know I've been running on at the mouth here. Do you see the FBI crime statistics? You talked about it last night. They've been going down. Violent crime and auto theft. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Even during the depression that we have, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And since the Obama administration has been in office, firearm sales have continued to skyrocket. So that takes another rug out of the anti-gun people saying, when you have more guns on the street, you'll have more crime. Look at the FBI statistics and look at the gun and ammunition sales around the country that are continuing to skyrocket. But somehow, crime going down. So, I mean, it's just like, we told you so, and that's it. And I love you to death, babe, and Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Great call, Mark. And just having a conversation about a lot of the things we've talked about. He's talked on this show. He's called in. I've been a caller for probably 3 years or so. And he and I have talked about what would happen with some of the police forces. We talked about the cameras they wanted to put in and around New York City and what they're doing there. And he's right. It's a question of distrust all the way around. And you almost have to do, you don't almost have to, you have to have the same thing. You have to at least have a device where you can record for a fear of a lawsuit even. Who knows what can come out of that, especially if that happens to spread across the United States. Now, it's very expensive, and they're testing this in San Jose, and they're the only ones to test it right now. But it could be next if they can find out a way to do it in a much cheaper manner. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carolstove. Carolstove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carolstove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Alabama high test got me in a big mess. Southbound cruising with a half pound, blue light spinning round. Better put the hammer down. There's no Tennessee, ain't nobody stopping the short run. See, I gotta keep making time. Alabama hot head, pull up paint, cocaine, playing chicken with a train. Smack that, met that, that I watch. We have liquor, set, cigarette. I don't need no more of that. Give me some down home Dixie fried homegrown Alabama hot.
Pretty funny. High tech. We were just talking pretty high tech there with what's going on in San Jose. Thank you, Officer Almost Robotic. Remember that? I can't think of that movie now where you had the robotic police officer. That's pretty much what it would be like. And almost like iRobot. You don't know who's approaching you when they approach the side of the car. Let's hope those days, certainly countrywide, aren't coming anytime too soon. What is coming soon, at least the previews of the horror show, is what healthcare is going to look like in this country in the next 4 or 5 years. Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, had his own thoughts on what's really happening and who's benefiting from the legislation that's being ramrodded through. Here were his thoughts on Morning Joe on MSNBC.
Well, Dylan, it's not transparent enough. The president, who made a who paid some lip service to transparency when he was sworn in, and then when he was talking about how this bill would be negotiated, talked about the transparency, but yet we know there were special deals cut for the drug companies, for the insurance companies, for various health care providers in this bill. And then we know, as you just pointed out, there were a bunch of sweeteners thrown in for senators who apparently couldn't find their way to vote for this bill based on the merits, so they had to get some sort of payoff. We've heard about the Louisiana Purchase, the Cornhusker kickback, and a whole host of other names, but this is pretty unseemly stuff, and I don't blame the American people for being repulsed by it. I certainly am. Republicans are not out to kill health care reform. We agree there are things that could be done to bring down the price of health care to make it more affordable, but this bill doesn't do that. What this bill does is puts into law a bunch of special interest backroom deals, and you know what? I don't understand the rush to do this during this week when most of the provisions of the bill, other than the taxes, don't go into effect until 2014. Yeah. So this is an effort to jam it through despite the fact the American people have said they don't want it. So you have to wonder, who are folks listening to?
All right, who are they listening to? That's a great question. Well, 2009 was partially about health care. There's no question about that, certainly. The economy, I mentioned, tops Obama in the inauguration and taking over. Inauguration Day was a big moment, a historic moment, certainly. And now we see where we are a year later, but it was a big story for 2009. The auto industry being taken over by the government. At least a couple of them, anyway. GM, in particular, was amazing. The CEO, Rick Wagoner, booted by the government, and then Chrysler forced into an alliance with Italy's Fiat. Ford did not go bankrupt. Now they're asking people to take buyouts, but part of that is because the sales, of course, fell. People aren't buying cars. Swine flu was a very, very big story, if you remember. Now it's kind of piddled out. There are discussions about H1N1 vaccination recalls and all that kind of stuff, but for 6 months or so, that was a lot of talk. Michael Jackson dying was big. The Fort Hood rampage, sadly, Major Hassan opening fire and killing all those poor people, 13 people at Fort Hood, just, you know, awful, awful stuff. And did they miss the warning signs and all the conversation that certainly that ensued there? You may think of a few others. Of course, Afghanistan. A lot of things happened in 2009. Matt, Tiger Woods would go down on that list, too, whether it's top 20 or whatever. He would certainly be on the list because I'm still getting Tiger Woods jokes. That news cycle isn't up yet. It's been almost a month.
Yeah, and just thinking about the year in review in general, it was kind of the year of the affair.
It was.
Because there was Tiger, there was Governor Sanford, John Edwards, and a couple other I'm missing, but that's just off
Senator
the top of my head.
Senator Ensign from Nevada, that right. was another one, yeah.
So that was it. Michael Jackson, as you mentioned, that was another big story. And I have to say, too, it was kind of the year of the explosion of Twitter. Where it was within the last year, I'd say, you know, 2009 and some of 2008, where all of a sudden everything was on Twitter now and everyone's communicating with Twitter. News stories are popping up on Twitter. So I think that's my top.
Yeah, Twitter, absolutely. Social networking, Facebook and Twitter, but Twitter especially, because you're right. Remember, we talked about it on the air, Matt, Iran, when everything exploded there. How was information coming out? It was through Twitter.
Right. And that's the same thing with Michael Jackson dying. I found out through a friend who tweeted Michael Jackson's dead because they saw it on the TMZ website, and immediately it gets sent out, and everyone hears it instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very big. And besides Michael Jackson, the people who died this year, Walter Cronkite, of course, he was 92, but his death was a big deal. It was a who's who at his memorial service, including the president, who went as well. You also had strange deaths like Natasha Richardson, just a fall on a bunny hill, but she didn't have a helmet on. Very, very, very sad. That would be a huge strange death because it was one of those jaw droppers, you know. And here at the end, you have Brittany Murphy, who might not even be as well known as Natasha Richardson, because Natasha Richardson had such a famous husband, Liam Neeson, who coincidentally was in a movie that did pretty well called Taken, right when that whole thing, obviously, sadly, happened with her. And, you know, in looking back, and we just mentioned some of them. And
Ted Kennedy, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Ted Kennedy was very, very big. He was sick. He knew that, certainly. You want to talk about some of the things that happened, the bizarre criminal things. J.C. Dugard, finding her after all those years, 11 years old, she's abducted when she's walking to the school bus. And then as an adult and bearing two children from her captor, she's found. How crazy was that story? I mean, one of the craziest, I think, of the entire year. Then you think of, you know, we mentioned Tiger Woods and the blunders. And, boy, there was a lot of blunders this year. And Matt called it the year of the affair. That's probably pretty accurate. But it was also the year of apologies, isn't it? Everybody apologizes automatically, no matter what they did or who it is, politician, entertainer, somebody who is trying to pull a fast one, like the balloon hoax. Everybody's an apologist. You expect it immediately. And of course, Tiger Woods would be thrown into that group too, because he didn't do it on camera, but he did do it on a website where he talked about transgressions that he was sorry for, and he wasn't true to his values, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it's so weird to think of his apology and the fact that he said he wasn't true to his values and wasn't the behavior his family deserved. Are you kidding? True to his values. When every day a different woman came out, you far surpassed that, certainly, when all was said and done. But you had the Cleveland serial rapist, sick Anthony Sewell, how they found the skeleton in his basement. You had the Craigslist killer, a good-looking guy, Philip Markov, who was baby-faced, didn't even look his age, 22. He looked like he was 17. He was a Boston University medical student. That was a bizarre story for 2009. You had the there were so many criminal things that happened that were just awful. The Tacoma massacre, sadly, that just happened a short while ago, and this Maurice Clemens, who was released from prison thanks to Mike Huckabee from Arkansas, and then he violently, fast forward years later, violently guns down four cops right before they're going to go on duty. That may be one of the saddest stories of all, besides the Fort Hood massacres, I think, of the year that was 2009, because next week, of course, we're ushering in a brand new year. A lot of things to talk about. You can send me your predictions, americatonight.net.
Talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.